Stadler, Hitler.
Vor uns liegt Deutschland, in uns marschiert Deutschland und hinter uns kommt Deutschland.
It has fallen into my hands to be the one to whom nothing happens. I stretch out my hand to the fire. She coils, she toils, she turns from me. She knows me only too well, a momentary disappearance of the universe. It has fallen into my hands to walk round my first parlor 15,000 times. I walked into the room, lay down on the table. I did not disrobe. Big blonde disrobes, except for bikinis. I pulled out my wad and asked for the works. She refused, citing house rules. I threw her one of my king-size smiles. Behind that smile of smiles, a 38 special smiles. A smile that will settle accounts for all my reverses. In a mirror, as I adjust my hate, I am the center of all eyes, a great king of terror come down from the skies. Out on the street again, the evening drifts, lifts, dresses that lift or do not lift, drift in the breeze, offering themselves so airily. My fire and rain is reaching the outskirts of L.A. Out on the street again, I move like rolling thunder, a man with a plan outside the high, solemn palaces. No, man, I'm a werewolf now, and a most enthusiastic hand clapper. The shadow in the shades, 35 feet from podium and fifth row. He went by before I knew it. A dark silhouette rushed by in a black car. Once again, I did not appear. Outside all laws, over the whole earth, in a bomber's moon. Their eyes are on me and won't let me live. Their eyes are on me and won't let me explode. Then especially do I lament myself on rainy days when I see a soldier with a girl or an old farmer fondling a dog. Then would I like to be as superficial and perfected, and it is denied me, for to put my hands on a living thing is defilement. Then do I long to escape this curse at midnight, to embrace a blind girl, a leper, or a corpse. Do you think one will finally run from her ward, fall to my hip, and beg me to save her? My head is nothing but bewilderment unraveling. Do you think the dead wish to return in the spring? The bewilderment of being what happens to me, when it's nothing that happens to me. Lay a hand on life, lay a hand on her flank. Come, shadow wife, fall down before me. I have certain powers, thick flock of terrors. I shepherd into the open, where nothing happens. I would tend the animal with growing joy, but she must come to me. Here I await her. For it's hard. Hard being dead, to return. My marriage carriage is drawn by four dinosaurs. Everything clanks. A chain stretches back through the desert behind me. Deafnesses come to their doors. You have no reputation, no power, no plan. With what right do you dare the impossible?
None.
Only one. I am coming. I have no right. I come. I assert. I am he. The judges spring down the stairs with their axes. Who is in charge of this procession? They roar. You are looking at him, I reply, and pass on. Where does his power come from? From nowhere. From nothing. I command the doors to spring open, and they spring open. I walk into the house of the future as if it were my own house. Now my future lies sprawled across me. We toss through the nights together. Now and then I will remind myself that another fine spring evening is drawing to a close, and I will force myself again and again to notice the gray trees in the sky. You said we were out walking in a street, but it does not seem to me there was a street. The street was in suspense, waiting for me to appear. Things gleamed. You said it was the rain. There was no rain. I could not tell you what I felt upon seeing this great city with its bustle, people, streets. I was no longer myself, no longer penetrated anything. I moved, I opened my eyes, I felt pain. That was all. If I have forgotten to remember myself, who was it I was to remember? I have to get rid of my head. A chicken in every pot, a bullet in every bed. They did not come for me today, another day. Whatever am I to do with this body? Whereas the timid daydream is monotonous, a slave to the shadows, when it is the scaffold upon which all hangs, its monotony is superfluous. The longer I wait, the farther back I come, the higher the fountain leaps to the sky. If I were ever once to step into the light, everyone else would have to die. Dresses that lift or do not lift tell me again and again I am not the one. But won't it be sad to be left all alone, without even having had anything to regret? I am tired, tired or afraid, afraid. I would be an expanding target for black hunters. For it is fearful to be still at the door of a great hotel when nightfall comes. With an unutterable yawn into my hands, I commend my spirit, sprout wings, and with a mournful conch shell, announce once again my appearance to the world.